letter Jude. And I'd like to welcome you all here. We've been studying this little letter Jude. Okay? As we have seen, the last nine writings in Hebrew through Revelation were designed by God as doctrine to minister to Israel's little flock, which was diminishing in acts because of the nation's rejection. That doctrine was designed to minister to the little flock, which was diminishing during the time Acts was written, because of the nation's rejection, during the time that Acts encompasses, the writing Acts encompasses. Israel was diminishing. God set that whole program, that prophetic kingdom program, aside and brought in the present dispensation for the grace of God for Gentiles. This dispensation concerns the mystery of Gentile grace revealed to Paul and has nothing to do with prophecy toward Israel. We are not in a dispensation that has anything related to prophecy. This present dispensation will end when we, the body of Christ, are caught up in the air to the mystery revealed heavenly inheritance. The earthly inheritance that most of the Bible talks about is for Israel, the Jews, but God gave Paul a mystery revealed heavenly inheritance. We will be in God's heavenly inheritance in creation. And that's what we'll be caught up to. After we're caught up, God will restart the kingdom program for Israel. He'll take off from where he left off in Acts. He'll start after we're caught up with the next event of prophecy, which will be the Great Tribulation. And then the millennial kingdom. By understanding these dispensational principles, we can see that the writings, Hebrew through Revelation, those last nine writings placed at the end of the Bible, were designed by God as doctrine to minister to believing, to the believing little flock of Israel's past in Acts. And since God interrupted the kingdom program with the present dispensation of grace, that same doctrine that was written during, that encompasses what was for Israel during Acts, written during Acts, that same doctrine is also designed as doctrine in Hebrews through Revelation, is also designed as doctrine for the future believing remnant of Israel in the Great Tribulation. So I hope you understand that the doctrine was designed to minister to those saints of Israel, kingdom purpose during Acts, and it is also meant for the believing remnant of the tribulation. So that's when you, what you're looking at when you look at Hebrews through Revelation. Doctrine for that future purpose that was set aside because of what God is presently doing. So we look at the things that are said in Jude. We must understand. We're looking at things from Hebrews through Revelation for Israel's future. Now let's read Jude verses 20 and 21. My wife is going to post. Jude verses 20 and 21. But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. So we have we're going to be looking at these scriptures now from Jude over the next couple of weeks or so. Now, in relation to these scriptures, Christ taught the Jews of Israel who believed on him to prepare for the next event on Israel's prophetic calendar, the Great Tribulation. In that preparation, he gave them the pattern for Jewish prayer. We're going to post now Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13. Okay, Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. As we see, the prayer is not dispensation of the grace of God doctrine. This is not dispensation of the grace of God doctrine we're looking at. The prayer pattern for Israel involves physical things they will need for the tribulation. Like the prayer says, then it talks about their daily bread, confession, for their forgiveness, forgiving in order to be forgiven, things like that. It's conditional principles that have to do with a covenanted nation. Since they will not be in the dispensation of the grace of God, they will need to pray not to be led into temptation, for they will be in a time of great temptation. Go to Revelation 3:10. Revelation 3:10. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will keep thee from the hour of temptation. I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. So we see here prayer is very important in every dispensation. It will be extremely important means of the future tribulation remnant of Israel building themselves up on their most holy faith. Now, let's go to James to see the point of them building them up on their most holy faith. James gives the doctrine of that. James 2, verse 24. Look at what James says. Ye see how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. That's the doctrine for that tribulation dispensational purpose, that kingdom purpose toward Israel. You see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only. That is so different from the scripture our brother uses for a name, Romans 4:5, which says for us that we're justified by faith and not by works. To him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. So different than what James said. Completely different. We have to be honest. We must remember, when we read James, that like Jude and all the rest of Hebrews through Revelation, it is doctrine meant for the future believing remnant of Israel in tribulation. Go to James 1:1. Again, that doctrine was designed to minister to the diminishing little flock of Israel in Acts. And it'll also be the doctrine for Israel's believing remnant in the tribulation. Now, James 1:1 shows you the focus of all the things related to Hebrews through Revelation. James, the servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. It is doctrine to the 12 tribes. My wife is pointing out I'm missing things. It says doctrine to the 12 tribes scattered abroad, greeting. So we see the clear scripture, the complete scripture now. But as you see, it's to the 12 tribes. It's that greeting, that very point is made. It tells you who it's written to, the focus of it. It's not doctrine for us. We learn, when we look in that Hebrews through Revelation, we're getting a glimpse into the future doctrine on this earth and the things involved in it. It'll be a time of tribulation and enduring unto the promised kingdom for Israel. So let's look at James, where he shows, considering this, that it is doctrine to the 12 tribes. You can consider James shows things related to kingdom prayer. They will pray in the time of affliction for physical well-being. If they be in God's faith and works administration will, when they pray, they will get what they ask for. Go to James chapter 5 and let's see how God's doctrine will be in that future tribulation. James chapter 5 verses 13 through 18. James chapter 5 verse 13. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing. James 5:14. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed any sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another. Pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Okay, James 5:16 through 18. Let's see if we can get it all posted on here. Okay. Confess your faults one to another, pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. 5:18. And he prayed again, and heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. So the example here to them is that somebody praying for physical things and getting those physical things. That's the example there. And it has to do with a link to the Old Testament in relation to getting physical needs when they pray. And as you see, there are conditions related to that in these verses we've looked at. They are to confess their faults one to another, that they may be healed, that ye may be healed. You know, that's condition. Do this, that you may be healed. And it's the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So it those things that come to come about any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. And notice, anointing with oil. Do you understand the context of anointing with oil? Well, I know most of you brothers and sisters who rightly divide understand the context of those things. Israel was still under shadows and patterns of things to come in the kingdom program. The anointing of oil in verse 14 is a shadow of what they were to get in, under the full blessedness of the kingdom, in the millennial kingdom. They were enduring unto that point where they would get all that blessedness in the kingdom when Christ returns. So there was a need to continue in shadows and patterns, the oil representing the Holy Ghost. We don't need to do that. It says in our verse in 1 Corinthians 12:13, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, and we are baptized by that by the Holy Ghost himself in this dispensation of grace. Ephesians 3:13-14, we're sealed by him until we are caught up, until that day of redemption. So we're to have a different doctrine than James shows here. And it's clear that it was a conditional, you see the conditional principles of faith and works is continued from James 2 and throughout Hebrews through Revelation. Okay, and we'll go on. Peter, seeing this in James, and continuing in another epistle from Hebrews through Revelation, we'll go to Peter, chapter, 1 Peter, chapter 3, verse 7. Nyana will post here. Peter continues to show the conditional prayer doctrine of tribulation. Okay. The grace of Peter says, likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife, as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. They are to, the grace of life for Peter's group would be to get into the earthly kingdom promised Israel. They were to give honor to their wives that their prayers would not be hindered. Again, showing the conditional nature of the faith and works doctrine throughout Hebrews through Revelation, having to do with the way God administers his will under that covenanted thing. Testing 1, 2, 3. Can anyone hear me? Just type yes or no. Thank you, saints. That lets me know pretty much that most can hear me. Okay, thank you, saints. Maybe Maggie's just having a temporary problem with sound, hopefully. Okay. Glad to hear you. Glad you're back, Maggie. It's probably a Pal Talk thing there. Yeah, a lag problem. Okay? Now, we'll go on here. Okay. 1 Peter 3:12. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. I'm showing the conditional nature of the doctrine toward Israel for the future tribulation. As we who rightly divide see, there is no dispensation of grace doctrine in what James and Peter and the rest of Hebrews through Revelation show. The doctrine of the Lord for the tribulation will be conditional based on the way God administers things. Of course, they will have grace, but it'll be a different administration of His God's grace. We are in a dispensation of God's grace. We are in the dispensation of God's grace, where there is no condition. They are under a covenanted will, and God will administer the principles of how he deals things to them in a different way than he does now. As it was for those of Israel's kingdom back in Acts, forgiveness of sins will be conditional under that kingdom program. 1 John 1:9. It says here, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. That's not doctrine for us. This basically involves the national things related to Israel, that nation, and, you know, that point about confessing our sins and that point about that's the hour there has to do with who was John. He was an apostle of Israel. He got his things from the directly from the Lord who ministered to Israel. And when he wrote those things, they're part of Hebrews through Revelation for the future on this earth for Israel. They will only get the full new covenant blessedness when they endure to the end. And God will bring in the kingdom. That's how that doctrine is designed to minister. It's designed to minister to people under that particular purpose. Israel, the Jews who will believe on Christ in the great tribulation. God will require that they endure to the end of life and or great tribulation by the administration shown in Hebrews through Revelation. Again, I'm repeating things. By the which James, Peter, and John, and Jude, they are all part of that doctrine of Hebrews through Revelation. Now let's look at Peter, 1 Peter 4:7. 1 Peter 4:7. But the end of all things is at hand. Be therefore sober and watch unto prayer. This doctrine, although it was ministered to saints during Acts, when that whole program was held back, God just fits this right into the tribulation. They'll be looking forward to that kingdom. The end of all things is at hand. They'll have to be sober and watch unto prayer. They'll be building themselves up in their most holy faith, looking unto that coming kingdom. Again, the kingdom Jews pray to be building themselves up on their most holy faith. Let's go to Matthew 21, verse 22. It says here, and all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Now, of course, God gave them the pattern of prayer. God told them, Christ in his walk in Israel, told them what to pray for. He said, pray after this manner, and he gave them the kingdom prayer. They know what to ask for. Theirs will be to endure the terrible time in faith and works unto that earthly kingdom. Go to Matthew 24. Matthew 24. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. Matthew 24:22. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days should be shortened. Shall be shortened. Now, again, that's talking about the believing remnant of Israel in the tribulation. They will have the pattern of prayer taught by Christ. You remember what Christ taught them in Matthew 6? They will have that pattern of prayer. And they will know by prayer exactly what to pray for and be fervent. I mean, Israel's going to pray in that tribulation like they never before prayed to God over stretches of centuries and centuries. Right now, God ain't dealing with them. But when he deals with them in wrath, they're going to know by the witness. I'll go into that. They're going to just have this fervent prayer during that tribulation. Let's read a little bit about it. When they're in that wrath, that believing remnant of that nation will be praying. Go to Revelation 5:8. Okay, and when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of the odors which are the prayers of saints. Go to Revelation 8:3 and 8:4. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. The nation will be presented with the will of God in Christ by the teaching of the two witnesses and the doctrine shown in Hebrews through Revelation. That's what's going to be going on during the tribulation. Because of the great and terrible time, especially against Israel, there will be Jews which will finally be repentant as God wanted them as a nation. Thus, Jude's doctrine for them to be building yourselves up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Those days of the tribulation will be shortened for the elect's sake, who will pray and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, as shown in Matthew 6:13. Their most holy faith will be faith toward the kingdom on earth prophesied to Israel and enduring in the doctrine shown in Hebrews through Revelation. These are things about how Israel will be building themselves up during that tribulation time. And it'll be a terrible time. So this doctrine, you read Hebrews through Revelation, you're getting a glimpse into the tribulation and the things that will be apparent then. There'll be a nation who, those that believe, will be a remnant of that nation who will be holding fast, enduring, standing fast, persevering, building themselves up in their most holy faith, looking for that kingdom. They'll be to overcome the great tribulation of time, the temptation of the time. The temptation will be to give up and just become part of the Antichrist foul government and get the food or whatever they need just easily. But that'll be the great temptation for them, and they will pray what Christ requires of them. And for the elect's sake, those days are going to be shortened. But it's going to be a terrible time in which, you know, it'll be shortened only for the elect's sake, and the elect will be Israel in that time of tribulation. Well, God interrupted that kingdom program that, you know, back in Acts, because the nation as a whole rejected his will during the time period shown by the book of Acts. So in mid-Acts, he started the dispensation of the grace of God the body of Christ with its first member, the Apostle Paul, Saul, who became the Apostle Paul. He was converted in Acts chapter 9. From then on, God slowly began to diminish his plan with Israel until there was no more dealing with a favored nation by Acts 28:28. Those kingdom saints who believed on him, that little flock, died off in their kingdom hope to be resurrected unto the kingdom. They endured unto death and will be resurrected unto their earthly kingdom. But God is not doing that now. Remember, this is so what happened with the rest of Israel? God set the plan aside with the unbelieving, rejected his will. So Acts 28:28. Be it known therefore unto you that the salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles, and that they will hear it. When you get to the end of the book of Acts, there's no more dealing with a favorite nation. God is continuing what he started from mid-Acts, the body of Christ, and by the end of Acts, it's only the dealing with the body of Christ. And that's where you get into the doctrine now present, the doctrine for this present dispensation of grace, given our Apostle Paul. God is doing that presently, what he gave Paul in Romans through Philemon. Saving anyone who will believe on the death of Christ for sins into a body where there's no difference between Jew and Gentile, where there's no favorite nation, no covenanted purpose. There is God's grace, his full grace to anyone who trusts that Christ died for our sins, was buried and risen again, that his blood paves our way out of hell and damnation, that Christ died in our place, a criminal's death, the Savior, the Creator himself, died in our place and rose, showing his great power as our Savior. And anyone who believes that it's for God's present purpose. In this present purpose, again, it's about a body where there's no difference. Look at what Paul says in Colossians 3:11. He's talking about a body, the body of Christ, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. No favorite nation, no favorite people. It's a dispensation of his grace toward all mankind. That's totally different than the prophetic plan for Israel. And this dispensation of grace is what God is presently doing. Earlier we read of the conditional forgiveness Israel will have to operate in that great tribulation to get into their kingdom. But now God is requiring, God is not requiring at this time, but now, this time, God is not requiring conditions in the believer's walk. For we have the full blessedness of complete forgiveness in the dispensation of grace. First, we'll go to Ephesians 1:7. And then Colossians 1:14. Look at these scriptures of the completed forgiveness of God, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. According to what? Is it if we do this, if we do that? No. We have the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. And so bluntly, talking about it in Colossians, blunt and to the point, talking about the Lord in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. No qualifier for sins there. It's all of them. It's just so complete and absolute in these short phrases, in these short books of Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians, but they hold the weight of all the goodness of God in creation toward us. And it's just outstanding, the power of what God has done in this dispensation. So we see that this is different than what we read about in Hebrews through Revelation and Matthew chapter 6 with the prayer. It's so different. So during the tribulation, Israel will have to endure to the end for national atonement, promise of prophecy. The mystery revealed to Paul is that we now have complete atonement in a dispensation of the grace of God for Gentiles. Complete. Without any qualifiers. In the tribulation, they will be doing, as Jude says, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, as it said in Jude verse 20. But that is not the doctrine of our present dispensation of grace. Though it is good to build on faith, there is no salvation or reward for building on things outside the purpose God is presently operating in. Jude's doctrine for faith is in Hebrews through Revelation. It is for Israel, who will need to endure the great tribulation to get their prophesied earthly kingdom. Our doctrine of faith, which we're to build on, is in Romans through Philemon, where God is presently filling a body of believers to be caught up to a heavenly inheritance never revealed before in Scripture, but revealed to the Apostle Paul. 1 Thessalonians 1:10, and to wait. And to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he hath raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered, past tense, delivered us from the wrath to come. I hope during this study, you've seen why it is necessary to do as God gave Paul to tell us. Study, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. There are great differences in the Bible, and we must be equipped to, we must honor, choose to honor the Scriptures. What is different? We honor God's Word. If it says you're saved by grace through faith in one area, you honor that and put it in its perspective. That's completely different perspective than he that endureth to the end shall be saved. It's a completely different perspective. So we must rightly divide these things in order to really get the glorious truths of God's Word. Because now, again, I mentioned God is dealing with mankind. I'm finished the study, but I'd just like to expound based upon something I've seen up there. God is dealing with mankind through the principles of a dispensation of the grace of God for Gentiles. And in relation to the things of God for today, I'd like to read a scripture and show it to someone. Let's see, it's said by, the person's gone, it seems. Daniel is gone, but, we who rightly divide can go to Ephesians chapter 3 and show people clearly that God is dealing with mankind through mystery doctrine, things that were never before known, that God is now made known through the ministry of Paul. So we can let people know these truths and show them the need for rightly dividing. And I thank the Lord for the time I've had here to share these things with the saints, and I thank you for coming. And I have a short time here.